And the small pieces, smaller pieces of wood that you used to start the fire.
Well, the smaller one you started would be kindling. You'd call that kindling. Kindling. You'd get a good piece of pine, or the old timers get a good piece of pine, something that's easy to whittle, and take your sharp knife and make your shavings. That's the way they started. It started with shavings, and those shavings, if they're good and dry, you could almost start them with a flint rock. I used to find them also, still find them flint rocks in the garden here. And you can take a knife and knock the fire out of those, so you could almost light a shaving or something that's real dry with those flint.
I see.
But back when I was, as far as I can remember, we had matches, although matches were pretty scarce back when I was a boy.
And sometimes they have fireplace or furnace, but something smaller than that that you might have in a room, and they used to burn coal, you know, you'd say, you know.
Well, at one time then we did have a grate, put a grate in the fireplace when you, if you didn't have wood, you get to using coal, and you put that coal grate in and use coal in your, in your.
Did you ever have a stove?
We had a warm morning heater, would warm our living room.
Did you ever have a coal stove or a wood stove?
We had back when we first went to housekeeping, we had there's always wood stoves in. We used a wood stove for years and years. Cook on a wood stove.
Did you ever burn coal?
We never did use coal in our cook stove.
Okay.
We didn't like the coal smoke, and we always used wood. Went back as long as we had the wood stove. We always used wood to heat with.
What do you clean out of the? You clean out a stovepipe. You clean out the
ashes and soot.
Uh-huh. What color is this?
That's white.
Okay. And I'm sitting in a. And so are you. Each sitting in a.
In a chair, kind of a. You're sitting in a rocking chair, and I'm sitting in one of these loungers where you can rear back and go to sleep when the television's on.
All right. Sitting room, you have a piece of furniture with maybe three cushions on it.
You have a lounge, lounge with cushions on it, and then the rocking chairs, comfortable chairs to rest in.
Do you remember that lounge ever being called anything else? You ever call it a sofa or a...
Call it a sofa. Sofa or lounge, either one would be proper.
And in the bedroom, a piece of furniture that you keep your clothes in, that you socks
well,
and things.
Well, see, they have the chest of drawers. We have those old-timers had the... Well, they didn't have the closed closet. They had the chest of drawers and store their linenware, towels, and shirts, socks.
Now, with a chest of drawers, that wouldn't have a mirror on it.
We'd always have one chest of drawers have a mirror on it.
For instance, this piece of furniture right out here on the porch, what was that?
Well, that's a, let's see, what would you call it? I can't think of it now. It'd be a, it has a mirror on it.
Uh-huh.
It has a mirror on it, and it's called a dresser.
Okay.
It's a dresser. It has the doors in, and it has a mirror in it too, so that the lady can stand up and see herself and fix her hair, and then have.